All right, it's 5:18, and we have a special guest in the KUVO studio, trumpeter, percussionist, vocalist, Eric Benny Bloom. Plays trumpet for the band Lettuce, also Pretty Lights, and his group Sonic Bloom. And you may have seen him on Colbert, last week. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Wow, so in Denver.
The best city.
Yeah.
I love it.
You say that to everybody, don't you?
No, I truly love this city and state. It's beautiful.
Yeah it is.
Keepers, you know?
Okay, so Eric, let's go back.
Sure.
For people who don't know you.
Yeah.
You grew up on the, Rhode Island?
Rhode Island, smallest state in the Union.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What was it like growing up in your household? What was the music?
I mean, my Jewish father and Portuguese mother, so let's start with that. Just
I love it.
Obviously I'm a handful, and they did their best. My dad loves doo-wop and Motown.
Yeah.
So I know every doo-wop song out there.
Okay.
And then my brother was a little older. I'm 43, jeepers. He's 43. He's 4 years old. He's 47. So I had early hip hop, like Cypress Hill and Public Enemy.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to listen to NWA. You know, I get that. But, so I have a really good upbringing for different styles of music.
You know?
And then I got in jazz later on my own. Jazz, for lack of a better term, but you know.
What was the first instrument you play?
Trumpet, that's it. Started at like 11, you know, when they put generally the kids in band, you sign up for an instrument, classic, you know. I wasn't that good until I started taking lessons.
None of us were.
Yeah, I mean, it was a situation. And then I started taking lessons, like all of us, and did a little bit better. And I wasn't really big into sports. I mean, I was okay, and I just kept going with it and started doing Allstate and, you know, and just listening to every, really, radio stations. And if you remember, if you're old enough, for Columbia House and BMG, you get like, you know, is it like 10 CDs for like a dollar? And I'd sign up from fake email accounts, and I got all these Dexter Gordon and Miles. You kidding me? I was slick, boy, I tell you. So I feel fortunate to have a very supportive band director community in, you know, Rhode Island is small, and there's a lot of little playing opportunities, so here I am now.
All right. So from Rhode Island, you went to?
I went to many different colleges. I went to William Patterson, where I went to school with Mark Giuliana, Tyshawn Sorey, Josh Dion, so many great musicians now. And then I quit, moved back home to like New England. I went to NEC with Drew Sayers and a lot of other fabulous musicians, New England Conservatory, which is across the street from Berkeley. And then so I met everyone there. Then I quit again, went on cruise ships, and then I moved
cruise ships.
I played on Carnival and Princess cruise ships.
How long did you do that?
On and off for about 6 to 8 years. You do 2 months at a time, a month, and I play in show bands, and you read music, and you get tanked. It's a lot of fun.
Right. Food all the time.
It's the best. It's the greatest cruise ships in the world. You don't even know it's the best. I know. I'm sorry. So I've had and then I went to another college in New York City under John Patitucci up at City College.
Sure.
So I've been to a bunch of schools. I know a lot of musicians because I went to many schools. And tonight in William Patterson, Jonathan Blake is going to be at Dazzle this evening.
Yeah.
With the great Robert Hurst on bass, who played a lot with Wynton Marsalis in those years. So one of the greatest jazz drummers, I hate to say jazz, but one of the greatest drummers of our generation is playing tonight, who I went to college with. I should stop by if you're listening. I got a thing.
Uh-huh.
How was
you
it
bring
last
your
night?
Trumpet?
He don't need me. They play all the notes. They don't need it. Last night, Jonathan Powell, though, the great trumpet player, played at Dazzle. I was there. So I did one night this week at Dazzle. That's enough.
All right.
Just for me. Anyway.
Okay. So, Lettuce. Let's see. You were in, you lived in Boston.
Lived in Boston for years and lived in New York for years. And then I moved to New Orleans for a long time.
NOLA.
For about five. Yeah, NOLA's great. 5 years. It's the greatest, you know, that's, you know, you can't really compare that city to anything. It's one of the last places with culture.
One of a kind.
History.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest things, I'll talk for hours, but New Orleans, you know, you could just call up one of your favorite musicians, an old guy, young guy. What are you doing for lunch? Everyone's 5 minutes away. They're 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to hang out and talk, and you can go sit in at all. They want you to play. They want it. They foster that that relationship. So it's really beautiful, and I was there for a long time, and then I moved to Denver to open up an organic natural wine distribution company.
When did that happen? About
5 years ago when I moved to town. I left New Orleans and came to the mountains, left the humidity, and came for the dry heat. And it's a great, one of the greatest decisions ever. It's hard to leave New Orleans and everything.
The food.
The food, but I'm also short and fat, so you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to make a change, otherwise I'll be in the grave a little early. So, and I love Colorado. I there's such a great culture here. People say there isn't. I love people talking crap on this day. Go for it.
Yeah.
There's so much great food. There's so much great support for the arts. There's still a lot of different cultures from Black to Mexican and Latin American. There's so much stuff going on here. And I just love it, and it's such a beautiful state, and health is so prominent here.
Yes.
People want to be healthy. I want to live the life I'm working so hard to work on and make dial it in. And so I love it. It's as good as how much effort do you want to make this? How good do you want it? It's on you. It's on you.
Sure.
You know, don't ask what you can do, you know, that old thing.
All right, well, let's play something.
Let's play some music. They don't want to hear me talk.
Yeah, I love hearing you talk. But anyway, I love your character voices, too.
Thank you.
You got a little side gig there.
That's right.
All right, we're going to play Friends and Ragers.
My new record.
Nigel Hall.
That's right.
Yeah, so you want to talk about it before I play it?
Yeah, it's a record I made in New Orleans from all the years of living there. I have different musicians on every track, all of the top NOLA cats. And this is a song I wrote. Nigel Hall, who also plays in Lettuce on keys and sings. And this is from my recent record called Late Bloomer. And I'll be playing this music at Two Moons this Saturday, October 12th, 8 p.m. in Denver. See you then.
Yeah. Eric Benny Bloom with Nigel Hall. That's from his new album, Late Bloomer, Friends and Ragers. Boy, that was funky.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
crisp.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. That's kind of the stuff I like to do. You know, some chill things as well, but... And that's the kind of music you'll be hearing at Two Moons this Saturday, October 12th, 8 p.m.
So who are you going to be playing with there?
I'm flying in the king and queen of funk from Boston, Amy and Aaron Bellamy on keys and bass.
Okay.
Because I spent years in it. Unreal married couple will definitely out-funk anybody around town, pretty much. And I have the great Matt Campbell, who lives in the Springs, who's everyone's favorite first call drummer. And then Callum Baer, a serious, also dope guitarist. So it's a full band. We're going to have a lot of sit-ins, you know, 8 to 11 or 12, and we're going to be playing their music, my music, and it's just going to be killing. It's fun. I'm not doing too many more. This is my only really big funk show for the rest of the year on purpose. So I could use the help, y'all. Help your boy out. You understand?
All right. Okay. So tell us about this next song we're going to play,
sure.
Butterfly Quintet.
Yeah. So Butterfly Quintet was started during the pandemic when it was me, Dominic Lally, the sax player and producer, leader of Big Gigantic, famous Adam Deitch from Drums Lettuce, Borm Lee, the musical director of Pretty Lights and Break Science, and then Hunter Roberts, one of the best bass players in town. We started during pandemic. We played the first live show back at Cervantes when it was seated.
Yeah.
And Scott Morrow, the owner of Cervantes, really pushed us. We made a record. This is from the record, and we are playing in studio at Cuvo, I believe, doing on the 12th.
Awesome.
And then we have a big show at Cervantes, the other side, on the 15th, the Butterfly
Quintet. In November.
In November, thank you.
Okay, all
right. So 12th of November and the 15th, so come on down. This is a Dominic Lally song, more chill and funky. It's called Coast. I think y'all really dig this.
All right, and your wine?
My wine, I sell wine to Michelin star restaurants, James Beard restaurants. You can't buy my wine. I sell it to stores.
Okay.
Mr. B's,
all right.
You know.
What's it called?
So it's called Benny and Zoid Selection. Zoid is a sax player of Lettuce. But
it's like a white, red Zinfandel?
I sell hundreds of wines.
Okay.
All over the world.
All right.
But we'll see you October 12th and November 15th.
All right.
I'll buy you a glass.
Eric, Benny Bloom, thank you so much.
You're the best, Paul.
Thanks, all right. Man. We'll see you again.
Bye,
and
y'all.
We're going to hear Butterfly Quintet with Coast here on KUVO.